The editor. Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival could be coming to an end, February 22, 2024. I am a 60-year-old lifelong Burnaby resident and I am mad that, the city, plans on hijacking my cultural festival. I am a blues lover as are a lot of younger folks. Start your own festival. John Hall, Burnaby. The festival was much better when there was a cost of under $40. Then we could afford good acts like Smokey Robinson or K.D. Lang. Blues and roots seem to include all genres of music, i.e. Motown, country, reggae, blues, etc. This mayor and council seem to be set on eliminating everything good in Burnaby. Our July 1st celebration was much better at Swangard Stadium, which provided a stand to sit and enjoy the music and festivities. They have torn down C.G. Brown Indoor Pool and no start to construct a new pool. And this idea to redo Shad Bolt Center is ridiculous. Stop the destruction and demolition of Burnaby. Ruth Douglas, Burnaby. Where else can you get a full day of roots and blues? All the places in Metro Vancouver that play blues have closed. Please keep the festival, and thanks, Burnaby Council, for the free gate admission last year. Angus Brown, Burnaby. Please keep the Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival. Arlene, Burnaby. As much as I love the idea of a free festival, I think that those are better done at local parks for smaller events. Burnaby does do a lot of free events, music, movies, etc., in their parks during the summer. Deer Lake is a gorgeous place and having to pay, I think, brings in people who care about the venue and will for the most part be responsible and respectful. I also think it keeps it more family-friendly. Having it open to all with no payment would, I think, have the area overrun with people, and the environment would not be as conducive to families with smaller children, and could also prove to draw in those that only want to make trouble and destroy the park and its property. I just would not feel as drawn to the event, or as safe. Nadia in Burnaby Heights.